Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, from high atop the ice surface at MTS Center. We welcome you to the Illegal Curve post-game podcast. Joined by analyst Richard Pollock, I'm your host, Drew Mandel. Producer Remus is here as well. Richard, a 2-1 victory for the Winnipeg Jets tonight. The victory coming via the skills competition, the shootout. But truly, it was an entertaining game between one very good St. Louis team that has had the Jets number for a while now, since the Jets returned to Winnipeg, and a Jets team that's trying desperately to stay in a playoff spot and has to win, you know, pretty much, not, they don't have to win all their games, but they have to win as many games as possible and certainly defend home ice like they did tonight.
Well, yeah, it feels like they have to win every game. That's what every team feels like, Drew. You know, as we're talking, Calgary is up 3-1 on Philly.
They just got a third goal.
Yeah, you know, right? Vancouver's up 1-0 on Columbus. So, and you look at it, but Minnesota loses.
Sure.
So it's going to be like this all the way down to the end of the season. I thought the Winnipeg Jets played a very solid game tonight. I thought the quality of game was terrific. I thought, you know, it shows you a March game is a different intensity than an early season game or a mid-season game. I thought the quality of play from both teams was up a level. The Jets hit a few posts. Pavlik was terrific tonight.
Yeah, it's amazing what happens in the course of about 10 days when he was on the first rail out of town after the game in St.
Louis.
He's
on the first rail out of town for a while for a lot of people. So, you know, it's nice to see him perform. Tyler Myers was terrific tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Those were, I thought, the Jets' two best players, Tyler Myers and Andre Pavlik. They were great. And, you know, do I say the Jets deserve to win? I mean, either team could have won tonight. It was really a coin flip. And both teams walk out of here knowing they could have won. One team, of course, did. And St. Louis will go out and probably be upset that they blew a 1-0 lead on a bad goal, really. But overall, you know, I think it tells you St. Louis, we'll get into it, but the same issue we've been talking about.
Goaltending.
Can you trust goaltending? And when you're the Jets, they're able to play in every game they play is generally play a ton of overtime shootout games, and they're going to keep it close. You know, they're not going to take too many chances. They don't take too many chances.
Nope.
Play a pretty solid, simple game, and they've become, to me, more disciplined lately. Haven't been involving the refs as much as they were before.
Yeah, they took
suddenly nobody's blaming the refs anymore, and they're going to say, "Oh, the refs are no." It's because the Jets have adjusted their game. They're skating more. They're staying at home more. By that I mean they're not chasing the puck as much. Tobias Enstrom, by the way, you know, he doesn't get, you know, I like Tobias Enstrom, Drew.
Yeah.
If you listen to the show or the podcast, you know I like him. He was very good tonight, too.
Yep.
And, you know, how many minutes did he play tonight? Tobias Enstrom played 25 minutes, 24 at even strength. Terrific game. You know, yeah, he'll make an error once in a while because he's got the puck on his stick all the time. He's a good player.
Hey. Very well succinctly summed up by you there. Let's look at the opening the goals in tonight's game. The Blues opened the scoring in the second period at the 8:08 mark. David Backes with his 25th of the season, assist to Paul Stastny and Alex Pietrangelo. It happens just as a Jets penalty kill expires. The Blues power play expires, and the Jets probably get a little bit greedy, and it ends up catching them.
You know, Jacob Trouba tries to slap the puck out of his own zone. It's kind of a bobbling puck, and the puck squirts out to the blue line, and instead of staying home, and by that I mean staying in position, he chases the puck to try and do a little bit too much. You know, there's worse problems to have than trying to do too much, although I didn't think Trouba played a great game. He went into Lee Stempniak's zone. Stempniak kind of didn't know how to read it. He was on the outside, probably should be a little more inside, but Trouba was coming, so you don't want to knock into each other, and so that was a little bit of a communication issue, and Trouba is trying to do too much. And what happens is you got two guys. Basically, that essentially is a power play. You have two guys converging on one spot. Pietrangelo, a good skater, comes in, reads the puck, puts it in deep. And then you got Stastny, who gets the puck in the corner. And Stastny gets the puck in the corner. Stewart is the only guy back now, because it was him and Trouba before. Stewart's the only guy back. And Stastny's got option up high for a blue. And he's got the option across for Backes. So Stewart kind of plays a little bit in the middle of it to try and take away the high shot. In case the puck goes up to the high slot, he would jump up to try and defend and take away space and see if he can get help on the backside. But what happens is when you do that, and it's a little kind of a mini 3-on-1, Stastny's a good passer, and he makes a great read behind Stewart to Backes, who's not on his one-timer set. He's on a strong side, but such a good pass, cross ice. Pavlik's got to go post to post, which he did terrific, very well tonight, but Backes picked the pick the corner and a beautiful shot.
Yeah, you mentioned Pavlik going. I mean, it was a beautiful shot. I mean, David Backes, I mean, you know, you don't score, you know, 25 goals so far this season without being a bona fide top flight NHL player, and he obviously
and
is.
Yeah, you know
that.
What, Drew? He's not your 70, 75 point player. You know, he's your 20 to 25 guy, a little more this year. But it's what he does, you know, in pursuit of the puck, top to play against, turns it up when it matters most. Mm-hmm. He's the kind of guy you want on your team in the playoffs. A very good player.
Absolutely. You mentioned Andrei Pavlik, and, you know, we'll get to the Jets tying goal. But we got to spend some time talking about Andrei Pavlik's
game. Well, he had four amazing saves, and we'll go over them. The first one was TJ Oshie on the side of the net, a diving stop by Pavlik across crease.
Yeah.
The second one was Tarasenko on the power play. Gets cheated too, meaning the Jets were trying to take away his shot because he's got a laser beam. Tarasenko makes a read, cross ice back door to Alex Pietrangelo. Cross crease, Pavlik side to side, gorgeous save.
Yeah, on a one timer by
Pietrangelo. Yeah. on the off wing. Then you have two plays where Jaden Schwartz, after the Jets goal, he comes in, cutting in. And that could have ended the whole game. That could have totally changed momentum.
Literally about 10 seconds after the Jets score.
Yeah, true. Truba got lost in that one, too, I think. Rob Schwartz, and then Schwartz finds Stastny later on. Similar play, not as much time or room and angle, but similar idea. He robs Stastny. I mean, Pavlik was great tonight.
These aren't fourth line.
I wasn't a start. And I know, disrespect to our boy Ken Weeb.
Yeah.
I love Ken Weeb.
Ken picked the stars tonight. But
Kenny, Stafford, Backes, and Kenny. Back at Stafford, and I'm going to have to
have some gears about that. Yeah. I think everybody in the crowd was waiting to explode for Pavlik as the first star.
They were. That was also a true Drew.
Yeah, and then you know, Stafford comes out, and he gets the first star for the Jets. Now, Drew Stafford, he had a big role in this game. He was very good for the Jets tonight, and he scored the Jets' tying goal, which came
terrible goal, but he was good.
Yeah, it came at the 13-16 mark of the third period. Drew Stafford.
I mean, how do you let that in? How do you let that junk goal in? Yeah, he was playing pass. I agree with Michael Arenas, who said he was playing pass. How do you even playing pass?
He's Brian Elliott. Yeah.
So you have Enstrom goes cross ice to Myers. Myers passes to Stafford. Stafford has speed, comes down the wing. I think it's Gunnarsson is defending him there, I believe.
No, Gunnarsson wasn't on the ice. Sorry, it was Mahalik and Bomi.
Yeah, sorry, he's on Mahalik's side. So he goes to Mahalik's side. Mahalik maybe he wants to close a little bit quicker, but whatever. He's on his backhand. It's not that much of a threatening shot. And Stafford backhands it, and Elliott's cheating off the post, kind of loses his angle. The puck goes in. I mean, it didn't look like that puck was tipped. So, like, how did he let that in?
Sure.
I mean, again, this isn't the playoffs here, but Elliott.
That's why Brian Elliott.
And he caught three posts tonight, I think it was.
Yeah, Mark Stewart with a post.
That was kind of a weird shot, but yeah.
Yeah, Jacob Trouba hit a post
The Stewart bat was a backhand kind of shot that floated through. Trouba's was a laser beam off the square hit. It squarely hit the post and almost popped out of his own zone.
It did pop out. Yeah. It popped all the way. You know, he took a shot from, you know, a couple of steps inside the blue line and rang it right off the goalpost, and it bounced all the way out of the Jets zone on the fly. It was an incredible shot. Mm-hmm. You don't see that every day. But you're right, the Stafford goal, his 15th of the year, assist to Myers and Enstrom at the 13-16 mark of the third period. After the Jets had been absolutely snake bit, you thought there'd be a force field behind Brian Elliott, given some of the posts and some of the bouncing pucks that just miss a stick in here and there, and it's a weak goal.
But yeah, you can't let that goal.
If you can't let that goal in, But I mean, I think not only can you not let that goal in, but the reason why the Jets are even in a position still to only be trailing by a goal is because of Andrei Pavlik and some of the saves he's made in the course of today's game.
Sure.
After that point in time, so with about 7 minutes to go in the game, there was that the Jaden Schwartz opportunity about 10 seconds
after the
goal. After that, there weren't a ton of scoring opportunities.
Well, Stastny was after that as well, I believe.
Was Stastny after that too? Mm-hmm. Okay, so that was another one.
That was on a bad – that was because that was on a bad change, I believe it was.
Yeah. Okay.
Turnover by Enstrom, bad change,
Game goes to overtime. Some decent chances on both ends of the ice. Nothing
crazy.
I thought the Jets controlled most of overtime. Yeah. And the truth is, I mean, you know, you're going to say, well, they needed to win in overtime, or some people are going to say they needed it to overtime. If
they're not going to catch these guys in the ROW anyways.
No, the ROW is not going to matter. And if it did, if ROW came into effect at that point, they probably won enough games to just clearly be in the playoffs anyways.
Yeah.
Oh, here's Kenny Weeb tweeting it out right now. Instead, he's saying, sorry, Reams, he's saying that he went to go with Drew Stafford, Andrei Pavlik, and Alex Pietrangelo.
Didn't get it in on time. What did he need it?
Did
Kenny need to see him more saves from Pavlik? I mean, they had all the saves already.
We're going to give Kenny some gears on that one. Jets end up winning the game in the shootout. The shooter's first for the Blues. The first shooter for the Jets was Wheeler. He tried to make that same move that he...
tried to make the move he made on Victor Fast, and Elliott didn't buy it, poke check. Because when you can stay stagnant, you can't get the movement from the goalie. The goalie's trying to make you make the first move, which he did.
Right.
Then you got Oshie comes in, 5-hole on Pavlik, and you're thinking, oh, you know, who knows how this goes. And then Drew Stafford comes in. He picks 5-hole on Elliott.
Yeah. Looked like Elliott got a piece of it, just not enough, I thought.
And then... Tarasenko comes in, hits post, I believe, backhand post.
You know, it was hard to tell from our vantage point
angle,
if it was post or not. But Pavlik was very patient in waiting Tarasenko out there.
For sure. Only Tarasenko even gave it a shot there.
Yeah.
You know, most guys would have kind of lost room and lost space.
The fact he got that good of an opportunity away was impressive.
I was surprised he even hit the post. I believe he did. And then you have Ladd come in, and he goes what?
Top corner glove side.
Quick
on
shot with speed. I like that. Made a quick decision.
Yeah.
And then Alex Steen comes in and goes forehand and isn't able to raise it, and he Pavlik waited him out as well. So, I mean, again, shootouts are junk, but it's a great win for the Jets. Down 1-0 against a team that's very good defending the lead.
First win this year when they're trailing after 40 minutes.
Yeah, and you know what? Drew, it's a real quality win. They should feel good about it. And, you know, again, we look at the standings and the other teams are going to be winning. It's going to be tough.
Yeah.
And, you know, they should probably make it, but...
They're going to earn it.
That goes game by game. I mean, all these teams win. It's the teams that need to win right now are winning.
That's right.
You know,
I mean,
a lot of these, you know, you talked about some of these teams.
You moved to within a point of the Minnesota Wild, so that's big.
Well, there's going to be a mishmash.
Yeah.
You know about mishmash.
I know a lot about
mishmash.
Yeah, exactly. So they moved within a point of the Minnesota Wild, pending the outcomes in Vancouver. The Canucks are playing the Blue Jackets, and in Calgary, where the Flames are look like they're going to beat the Flyers.
Yeah, two teams that don't need to win.
That's right.
That's what.
And
that
so these Western Conference teams are the ones that are battling for the final spots. Are just going to keep beating each other up. St. Louis goes to Minnesota on Saturday night. And Washington, who beat Minnesota, comes to Winnipeg on Saturday night. So the Jets and the Wild do have a very similar schedule for the remaining 11 games of this season.
Yeah, you know, and we'll preview the Washington game on Saturday. But the Jets are looking real good right now. And past few games have really looked, since that Tampa Bay game, and then you have the Tuesday game against San Jose, who stinks.
Yeah, stinks and still killed the Leafs tonight.
Well, the Leafs are terrible. And then St. Louis, you know, the wins against St. Louis and Tampa, 2-1 games.
Yeah.
Against different teams, you know, a physical team and more of a speed skill team shows you the Jets can play with both, which is a good sign.
Yeah, you look at the time on ice for the Jets tonight.
Well,
Tyler
Myers, right? Yeah.
29 minutes and 2 seconds. He led all skaters. He was absolutely terrific, using that big long reach
on
a number of different occasions to break up scoring opportunities. Matt Halaschuk, should mention, left the game after he took a headshot from Ryan Reeves. So he only played 3:52.
Well, he'd only play 4.5 anyways if he played.
Yeah, well,
the rest of his linemates only played 4.5.
Yeah, so the reinforcements are coming for the Jets. And, you know, they're coming pretty quickly. There's some expectation you might see Brian Little and Dustin Bufflin.
He wants to play. I mean, they both want to play on Saturday, right? But,
yeah.
I mean, who knows? We'll see. But the teams, when you have the lineup they have now, I think the biggest missing link right now is Little. I mean, Bufflin's very important, but you can afford to not have
Perreault
Bufflin
too.
When you have... Right, I'm saying of the two, though.
Yeah.
Still Little over Perreault.
Just because Gipslater looks out of place as a third line. I mean, he just can't play those.
Out of place as a fourth line.
I know.
But, I mean, if you look at the defense, I mean, you're able to play
Trouba.
Where is Trouba? Trouba plays 24.5, and Myers plays 29. So
I know. Yeah. So how many more minutes is there for Buffalo?
Well, that's what I mean, right? And you look at it. You look at what did Harrison. Harrison played 12, and Party played 14. So I mean, you're able to allot the minutes. There's some room there.
Sure. Anyways, a big win for the Winnipeg Jets. They're next in action Saturday evening against the Washington Capitals here at MTS Center. We'll be on air with the Illegal Curve Hockey Show at 12 noon on Saturday. Joining us on the program, Capitals broadcaster Joe Beninati. Also be joined by Dave Jamieson from TSN Radio in Edmonton. Talk about the Oilers, head of that game on Monday night. And by Jim Jamieson. So it's two Jamiesons on Saturday. Jim Jamieson of the Vancouver Province going to join us to talk about the Canucks as well. For our colleagues, Dave Manouk, who's getting audio from the Jets dressing room, also have audio from the Blues dressing room on IllegalCurve.com. For producer Remus and analyst Richard Pollock, I'm your host, Drew Mandel. Thanks for listening. This has been the Illegal Curve postgame podcast.